everyone. Welcome to another edition of the EG3 Show. The garage is open. My name is Eddie Greer III for the EG3 Show. And we are all about the world of NASCAR, ladies and gentlemen. The Cape World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and of course, the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. The three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, and this is the preview edition of the podcast here today on this Saturday, March 24th, on the merge of Martinsville weekend here later on this afternoon with the Truck Series kicking off the weekend and, of course, the Cup Series doing their two-day weekend in the Virginia State. Tomorrow is the STP 500. Get the lowdown here as we move on through the preview podcast. And on the back end of this episode, this today, I'll be talking about the Elite Eight. And my team, my alumni, my college is in the Final Eight. I'll have my thoughts on that to wrap up the preview podcast of Martinsville here on the EG3 Show. And yes, the trucks, as I mentioned, practice yesterday, had really all three of their practices go down yesterday, and here in a little bit after Cup practice, which is going on right now, the opening practice here this morning, trucks will hit the paperclip for their race. It's been a couple weeks since they last been out on track, and how about, of course, the points leader, of course, Johnny Sauter, and the playoff point leader, Johnny Sauter as well. Sauter off to a hot start, but he is going to be feeling the wrath of Kyle Busch Motorsports here this afternoon as trucks will hit the racetrack here once again this afternoon for the race here later on here around 1 o'clock Central Time. Martinsville going to go down here with and looking down the entry list and all the practice sheets here this morning and last night, you know, with the success of Kyle Busch himself here at least of late, the last four or five races, at least on the Cup side, Kyle Busch, Brad Keselowski have been the cars to look out for. But when you flip the script over to the Truck Series side of things, of course, when I look at it, of course, opening practice had Justin Haley of GMS lead the top of the board. And then you have Noah Gregson there in second. Matt Crafton. Crafton, without the Cup, no Cup guys. That is the big asterisk in this. No Cup guys are in this. Don't have to deal with no Chase Elliott or Kyle Busch in it today. So when you look at it, you think, well, Matt Crafton, he has a great opportunity to win this. Of course, your points leader Johnny Sauter has an opportunity as well. And then you go down the list here. In the following practice, of course, got Crafton led that one over Brett Moffitt, Cody Coughlin, Min Rhodes, and Justin Haley in the top five in that practice. Also, and in the last practice of the day yesterday, Matt's teammate Grant Infinger led the way there, followed by Crafton, Benjamin, Johnny Sauter, and Mike Sider. And a common denominator in this, Matt Crafton has a fast race truck here for later this afternoon. And the weather, for some reason, a little chilly over there this morning. Before I went on my run, it was 30 degrees prior to opening practice. That was around 7. I was on 7 this morning when I went on my long run here, but for my exercise this morning. But we look at the truck side of things here. Of course, no Cup guys to deal with, so this is wide open for an opportunity for somebody to punch their ticket to the postseason and join Sauter and Brett Moffitt in the playoffs position. And we look at Kyle, when I mentioned Kyle Busch Motorsports, Kyle Benjamin makes the start in the 54 truck this afternoon. And one of the trucks, and of course, the last time the trucks were on track a year ago, Noah Gregson, not in playoff position at that time, of course, won his very first career truck series race, and he was posting last practice in a nice spot. And then you have counterpart to him, Harrison Burton, in the 51. And then don't forget about Todd Gill in the 4. So a gauntlet of Kyle Busch Motorsports trucks this afternoon. Of course, qualifying comes in a little bit over there in Virginia. So that's going to be an interesting race this afternoon. It's pretty exciting to see some new, fresh, young guys in up in here, like a Tyler Matthews. I talked about Dalton Sargeant in one of the Pit Road episodes, which I encourage you to check that out if you have not listened to that already. And of course, down the line, yeah, there's some guys that haven't, to be honest, quite honest, haven't even heard of until looking down the entry list earlier this week. But again, the familiar names up here, of course, also in this race, got to throw in here John Hunter Nemechek. He's going to be playing spoiler this afternoon, so even though there's no Cup guys in it, got to look at John Hunter Nemechek, an opportunity here to win the race. But with him, I've said this multiple times on the EG3 show, he's feast or famine when it comes to being in part-time, either if in the Xfinity Series or in the Capable World Truck Series, either up front or you'll crash to get there or have some kind of mechanical issue going on there. So John Hunter Nemechek, feast or famine, once again, he'll have his opportunity to spoil the regulars' party. You're listening to the EG3 show, Martinsville Preview Edition. My name is Eddie Gray III for the EG3 show, recording it this morning on the Saturday morning eve. Well, I shouldn't say eve, getting wee hours closer to activity in the trucks. And currently what's going on right now, so I'm recording this episode, which will be loaded up this afternoon. So when you listen to this, opening cup practice is going on and getting ready for a big time anticipation for tonight's Elite Eight game for K-State. But back on track here, later on this afternoon, as I mentioned, the truck series, last time they were on track, of course, was a few weeks ago. And this afternoon, 1 Central Time, Johnny Sauter will look to continue his hot start. And will have to deal with, of course, John Hunter Nemechek and Kyle Benjamin, leading the foursome of Kyle Busch Motorsports against those guys. Of course, Harrison Burton, Ty Gillen, they're going to be racing one another. This is a talented group of young drivers in this sport right now. And they're going to be right, they're on, not only they're on the same team, but they're going to be battling one each other, head-to-head matchup out on the paperclip. Just over a half-mile racetrack. Those guys will be taking shape there as well. And we're going to be taking a look at the quick point standings here real quick before we transfer into some cup talk here. As I'm looking here for the standings here, there we go. So the truck series now, Sauter leads it, and then of course, while this computer is loading up here, and yeah, so the computer is not going to cooperate. So tonight, oh there we go. So Johnny Sauter, Brett Moffitt, Grant Enfinger, Noah Craigson, Ben Rhodes is your top five heading in to this afternoon's race, weather permitting. And for whatever reason, yesterday during halftime of the girls game, the K-State women's game, NIT game, stumbled on a tweet saying that I follow, one of the people that I follow saying chance of snow in the forecast over there, going, what is going on around here on the East Coast? Now I know the Northeast gets hit with, and we're just entering the spring, so don't understand that. But of course, living in the state of Kansas, I'm kind of used to that weather, used to this weather by now. The weather can change at any moment in time, and so now that's really kind of weird being coming from the East Coast of things. But we'll have to stay tuned this weekend as we get into the weekend, actually, about the weather situation. So trucks, weather permitting, I'm gonna say, we'll be on the racetrack here this afternoon. So there is that as well. EG3 show previewing Martinsville. Now it's time to transfer in to the Cup side, where of course they're on track now. We'll check in on first practice here in a few moments. The Cup Series wrapping up, the West Coast swing, and all the talk coming out of there surrounding Kevin Harvick, but his bid for 3 in a row came to a complete halt there. He and Kyle Larson getting together, and that's one of the kind of the early things I'm going to keep my eyes on tomorrow. Of course, again, saying this word, weather permitting, the Harvick, Larson. Harvick said he made a mistake coming down, and we're all thinking, like, what the hell is going on early in the race? Why are you racing this hard so early for a critical spot in the race? And I mentioned on the post-race recap of Cali that Larson wanted to stay in front of Harvick, or Harvick wanted to get past Larson to have an opportunity either to win the stage or have an opportunity, if Harvick would have stayed in the race, to have a shot to win the race. But he took himself out of the contention, and still everybody, most of the media, saying that Harvick would have had an opportunity or would have came close to winning, but he wouldn't have had nothing for Martin Truex Jr., who was absolutely in his own zip code. A big time victory margin of over 11 seconds, lapping cars up to the 11th position, if I'm standing correctly. But he put a whooping on the field. Truex, for whatever reason, being undermined here early in the season. All this talking about Stuart Haas, you know, they're the oldest body on the racetrack. Harvick's hot start. Everybody's on that bandwagon right now. You know, it's obvious. We see that. Everybody sees that. Kevin Harvick being fast on the racetrack this year, leading a ton of laps, and putting the whip on the field for a few times. But, you know, everyone's undermining the defending champion of the sport right now for whatever reason. I mean, everybody say he's struggling, whatnot, he ain't winning stages, and all this, blah, blah, blah. Listen, from a fellow fan of the 78, as most of you probably already know by now, listeners of the show, or if you haven't by now, yes, I'm a fan of MTJ, Truex, and of course, Bubba Wallace and Chase Elliott and those guys. But yes, number one on the driver list right now, Truex. And he's put together a streak currently of 4 consecutive top 5 finishes since a top 20 finish at the season opening Daytona 500. Yeah, he ain't been winning, but it was last year that he won the West Coast. He swept the stages and got the win on that, and that kick-started the run to his championship run last year, obviously. And of course, you flip the script to right now, in 2018 season, right now, he won a race on the West Coast swing. Four races into it, he sweeps the stages and takes the win at Auto Club Speedway. And he's rising up to the challenge of these guys. And yes, you know, the new body, whatnot. Not necessarily new body, but small tweaks on the 2018 package for these guys caught Toyota a little bit off guard. And we've seen Kyle Busch up there each and every week. And we expect him, the 18, the 2, to be right up there again, which I saw on the practice sheet already early and often. But the 78 has been kind of been undermined by the national media, in my opinion. And yes, you know, obviously the obvious, but everybody, I think, is overlooking this bunch. And if this does start, then Kyle Busch and other people, Kevin Harvick, better look out. I know, you know, we go back to last year, I referenced this several times, probably a lot, and so did everybody else in the NASCAR media, about Texas last year in the playoffs, that Harvick made the pass with less than 10 to go on Truex to kind of say, hey, we're right here in the mix, and that kind of carried into this year. Well, you know, Culper and those boys gone to work, and work paid off, scoring the win, and not only that, gaining 7 playoff points to Harvick's 11 points right now, heading into tomorrow's STP 500. So Truex has been right there, and now with this win, it's put him right back on the map once again. So glad he has that win, and no penalties, at least L1 is concerned, coming in to Martinsville. And of course, one penalty to note here on the list here from Martinsville, Kyle Busch. Speaking of Kyle Busch, he had a penalty for one loose lug nut. Adam Stevens got hit with the fine, obviously, for that as well. EG3 Show with your truly Eddie Greer III here this morning on this preview edition from Martinsville, getting you set for racing this afternoon for the trucks. And the last time the trucks were on the racetrack, that was Las Vegas, where Kyle Busch hawked down Brett Moffitt due to lap traffic, and he scored the win at his hometown. And speaking of lap traffic, again, the common denominator here, Kyle Busch, if I remember, going back to last year's race, in one of the stages, he could not get around lap traffic. Ricky couldn't get around with Stenhouse. Stenhouse got around him, and it cost him a stage, and more than likely, probably cost him the win, which Brad Keselowski, your defending winner, heading into this weekend. And so we're going to be hearing a ton more about this 18, because the 18 car has been on rails. And then again, Kyle Busch has been right there in the news this week in regards to his Twitter beef with the haters out there, and somebody calling him a baby and whatnot. This is not the first time we've heard this. I mean, we all know Kyle Busch. He's salty. You know, when things going good, it's going real good. He's winning races, jumping in the trucks, dominating that, and of course the Kyle Busch Xfinity Series goes in, dominates that. And then when it comes to the big boy pants on for the cut Monster Energy races, you know, there's one itty bitty mistake that takes him out of the race win. We've seen this over and over and over again with this 18, especially with Kyle Busch. And a perfect example, turn the page back to last week, where Busch and Truex, the final pit stops of the day, both of them were fast, equal on the stopwatch. And then the one itty bitty mistake, and this accumulates to having less guys on the pit road, one than normal this year. NASCAR wanted to make the change, and the Jackman or whoever made that change went the wrong way on the wedge, cost Kyle Busch not only that, and cost him the win. And not like he was going to get, I mean, he was right there with Truex for most of the time, but MTJ ran away with Kyle Busch on the long runs, and that's going to be what's key here in Martinsville this weekend, is long run speed in a short run. So Kyle Busch, he's been the favorite for the last few times we've been to Martinsville. And of course, go back to last fall and last year, he put on, of course, he could have swept both races, but Keselowski won last year. And of course, last time we were here at the paperclip, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex went 1-2 in the fall race, which was overshadowed by the Denny Hamlin Chase Elliott drama, which kind of spilled over to Phoenix. And we all know what happened there. Some of the greatest moments of Martinsville, and I'm really excited for this race. And I used to dread Martinsville for whatever reason, but for some reason now, I'm waiting on this race, and a lot of people are anticipating what the 9 and 11 are going to do this weekend. So, you know, Denny Hamlin has been won multiple times at this racetrack, and then let's not forget about obviously in the news this week as well, Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Elliott right now, as I'm staring at the practice seat right now, opening practice, Chase Elliott sitting in the sixth spot right now, 51 laps in. Chase Elliott, he had the opportunity right there to score the first win and get the Homestead to compete for that championship. Did not. Taken away by Hamlin. All started really with Keselowski being up front and then Elliott knocking Brad out of the way. Elliott to the point, caution comes out. Elliott leads and then Hamlin dumps Elliott. We all know how this goes. And then when Kyle Busch crossed the line first, mayhem ensued behind him. Chaos like Martinsville. And you get Hamlin, Elliott face to face. And then we all know what happened to Phoenix there. So one of the top moments of my moments anyways from Martinsville is all these battles going on. And then, not to overlook this also, we talked about last year, Harvick and Blaney. They were all over one another's ass last year in the race last year. They couldn't get away from one another. And then they had their little spout on pit road. So that gets overlooked also. And Blaney's sitting up here in the 10th spot right now as opening practice rolls on. And don't see Kevin Harvick in the top dozen right now. Right now, he had his struggles. Harvick is 15th right now on the board right now. And I talked a lot about already on this episode, Brad Keselowski, Kyle Busch. They're sitting second and third right now. And the guy that everyone's been kind of over undermining right now is sitting on top of the board opening practice. That 7-8 of Truex leading opening practice. And to me, given the fact that everybody's harped on him not winning a short track, he should have won Richmond last year. That was a win to book, but that was not to be. He's come close on several occasions to win a short track, but hasn't happened. And I would love nothing better to see MTJ overtake Keselowski and Busch and to score that elusive short track victory that has gotten away from him several times here recently. So, Truex, Keselowski, Kyle Busch, Newman in the fourth spot. Kurt Busch, your top five right now in the first practice. And then, of course, I mentioned Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, who rallied back from that contact with Kevin Harvick last week to finish in a runner-up spot. He's seventh right now. And, of course, Denny Hamlin, eighth. Logano in ninth, and his teammate Ryan Blaney right now in the 10th spot. And a couple of notables here, AJ Allmendinger 13th right now, Harvick 15th, Eric Jones in his 17th spot, and then go down here to 7th time, Jimmy Johnson right now, who's put down 58 laps and sits in the 20th position. That's some kind of a around the horn look down at the opening practice. He has been recording the Martinsville podcast here this morning. EG3 Show. Thank you for listening to the EG3 Show podcast. My name is Eddie Greer III for the EG3 Show. Just tuning in. We're all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, Xfinity Series, Cable World Truck Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions, all of motorsports and Xfinity Series. Off for the next couple of weeks, and they'll be back on track the following Easter weekend in Texas. Of course, everybody will be off Easter weekend, so this is the last race here before we turn the page to April and Easter, and then everybody is back on the racetrack, I believe, on the 7th. So, looking forward to some good short track action. This is a short track stretch here. Now we got the West Coast swing in the rear view mirror. Now we got the short track swing now of Martinsville, Bristol, and Richmond on the Cup side. So I did say everybody's going to be on Texas. That's my bad. So looking ahead a little bit, but when you look at recent success on here, obviously notable the obvious, but Denny Hamlin has been forgotten a little bit with his 5 wins. Jimmy Johnson leads all active drivers at Martinsville with 9 wins right now. And, of course, Junior not active anymore. So you look at that. Those are the only active people on this list besides Newman, who's still running around. And then go down some more with Kevin Harvick. So those are the only drivers who have won at this place. So there'll be quite an upset. We see somebody else other than those four drivers in victory lane this weekend. Jimmy Johnson a little bit down the practice sheet right now. So there'll be quite the upset, really, in my book. And Chase Elliott probably come close to doing that this weekend. So other than that, some under-the-radar drivers here. I mentioned Truex here, and he's going to be one of my under-the-radar drivers. And I mention that because people seem, you know, since Harvick's off to a hot start, you know, let's jump on in. Let's see what he's got. Think the 7-8, what I'm saying so far this weekend already looks to be promising again. So he could be one of those guys that spoils the party again for one of those two drivers. Maybe add Denny Hamlin in there also. And then Chase Elliott, we gotta put him in there. Obviously, look at Ryan Newman. He's on the list. He's on my list this weekend also. That 31 put down some good runs. And maybe his teammate Dylan also. Austin Dillon coming off a top 10 last week at Auto Club Speedway. And he did a good job in this very race a year ago. AJ Allmendinger's on my list this weekend also. And at 47, he needs a good run in the worst way possible way. And he gets around some, for some reason, around his paperclip pretty good because of the road course of his style. Road course racer, very successful, has won at Watkins Glen. And he gets around this place pretty good. And let's not forget about his teammate, Chris Buescher, also a sleeper pick, in my opinion, this weekend also. So those are some of the guys I'm kind of looking at. Obviously, Penske, you know, up there also. But those are the guys that named off, you know, Truex. And then go down a little further in the driver tier. Newman, teammates of RCR, Dylan. And then you got the teammates of JTG Doherty, Buescher, and Allmendinger also. So those are the guys, cats I'm looking at this week for good runs this weekend. And of course, you know, out of the blue, let's just keep my eyes on Bubba Wallace this weekend, who's been licking his chops to get going this season, coming off a top 20 finish last weekend at Auto Club, and he was looking forward to this race, and he's down the speed charts a little bit here in opening practice on the Monster Energy side, so look for him to do something, and he has opportunity here to be much more competitive. So these short tracks or only even playing field here, if you're way off, then that could be spelling trouble for some of these guys. So look out for that. And of course, your points leader in the Monster Energy Series right now, that would be your defending champion, Truex Jr., by plus, I believe it's either 9 or 12, the margin over Kyle Busch, who's been knocking on your door ever since fall, since Homestead of last year, but can't get into the kingdom of the winner's circle. And he has a golden opportunity to do that this weekend. So he's one of the cars again to beat up there, obviously up there as well. Some of my Martinsville moments here real quick. EG3 show here on a Martinsville preview edition of the podcast. 80 Greater Third here with you guys this morning. Of course, I mentioned Hamlin, Elliott at the top. The rivalries, you know, who can forget the Joey Logano, Matt Kenseth situation that happened a few years ago. And then, of course, in that same race, Jeff Gordon coming out of the clouds there with a big win to advance himself to Homestead. And then Dale Earnhardt Jr. a few years ago winning at Martinsville, getting his elusive clock on. And then, of course, going back, who can forget Jeff Gordon and the beginning of the rivalry with Clint Bowyer and Jeff Gordon. So that's why I keep your eyes on some of this. Kyle Larson and Kevin Harvick. It'll be interesting for us to see if they lay the hatchet again. And Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott is a good possibility. I'm going to say a very good possibility. I'm going to say 75% possibility we could see Denny Hamlin and Chase Elliott go after one another again at some point during this race also. So those are the battles to keep my eyes on here this weekend. And of course, Keselowski looking to score his first victory of the season, won this race a year ago, taking advantage of Kyle Busch's mistake. These two were all over one another a year ago. Great racing between these two, and these two are right, no surprise to the NASCAR nation, they're right there on top of the speed charts here early in the season. So looking forward to some great good racing tomorrow, and of course with weather permitting, and for whatever reason somebody said snow in the forecast, but hey, I haven't checked the weather, so I'm not gonna judge, look into anything of that. I'm just gonna say that. But very chilly, to say the least, over there. But looking forward to the STP 500 and seeing who's going to come out on top. Like I said, it could be an upset. Going back to March Madness related, could be an upset if we see somebody else other than Jimmy Johnson, Denny Hamlin, Brad, and Rowdy in the mix. Also, and Rowdy has to deal constantly with fans of his, or even fans not of his, obviously, you know, picking his battles like Rowdy does. So STP 500 on FS1, they're gonna have both races this weekend with the trucks, obviously, and then don't forget it's not Fox, it's FS1 for the Cup Series, 1 o'clock Central Time. Yeah, Central Time here. And yeah, check, double check on NASCAR.com, but all I know it's, yeah, that's right, 1 o'clock Central Time, that's 2 o'clock East Coast Time for that as well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, switching gears, speaking of March Madness, Elite Eight this weekend, beginning tonight, of course, you know, Texas Tech winning last night, and KU winning also, and then K-State knocking off Kentucky the other night, putting three Big 12 teams in the Elite Eight, and one of those plays tonight, of course, the other matchup, the second half of the Saturday Elite Eight matchup, Florida State, another 9 seed like K-State, going up against Michigan. That will be a good game over there. Winner, of course, going to the Final Four. Texas Tech playing Villanova tomorrow, and Kansas playing Duke. Those are some good games tomorrow. And then, of course, my alma mater, K-State, will look to break the hatchet here and get themselves to the Final Four for the first time since 1964 tonight. Very, very anxious for this game tonight against Loyola Chicago. In my opinion, I'll probably put them, the second Cinderella behind UMBC, but they only get 1-1, and they were disposed by K-State this past week, or I should say last weekend, excuse me. And now K-State sitting here 40 minutes away from getting to the Final Four for the very first time in a long time, a long dry spell in this city, of course, Manhattan, Kansas, not Manhattan, New York, Manhattan, Kansas, right here where I live, very antsy, a lot of anxiety, a lot of anxiousness for this matchup. And, you know, I was not at K-State at the time back in 2010. I was back at Morton still, where I watched K-State make that run, beat Xavier in that thrilling finish, and then coming a little bit unglued against a kind of like what Loyola Chicago is, Butler in the Elite Eight, leading scorer there, Gordon Hayward, who is on injury reserve, recovered from injury, who is on the Boston Celtics. But back then, that was a big heartbreaker there. They had a very talented team back then. Of course, Frank Martin was leading the way there. Then, to compare us to now, you know, this team, who would have expected this? I mean, if I would have told you that K-State would be in this position, especially the way that Mark, this bracket has busted all over the place here this March, I would have told you, hell no, had no shot to be here. But, you know, the funny thing is, it goes back, you know, once you enter that second season, the postseason, Anything can happen. You catch fire. You catch hot. You have an opportunity to do some big things. And K-State is doing this without their best leading scorer on the floor for the most part. Even though Dean Wade was on the floor for 8 minutes against Kentucky. And he made some key plays there in his little stint. But the team has come alive, and some you wouldn't expect, like a McGurl or a Wainwright in the mix. It goes all over the mix. Sneed, Jada, those guys. And, of course, you got Barry Brown, leader, Stokes, those guys, Maywin, Stockard, those guys, everybody. Just the entire team, how they have come together here and making this run. Now, you know, K-State can't control Virginia getting upset by a 16 seed or, you know, all the above. You can name, but we've seen not in just their bracket, but all the brackets. You know, I'm glad I didn't even make a bracket this year, because I usually do, but this year I did not. I did not have the time to do that. But K-State has an opportunity to make history here tonight, later on this afternoon. This is the first game, the first tickets will be punched here this afternoon, and this is a big opportunity here. And considering and not looking ahead too far, you know, this team can do some big things next year, but they got it rolling right now, and they can play what they've been playing, the opportunity to get there, but they're going to have their hands full with Loyola Chicago team, which you know, they are on my own right. They are the Cinderella, first Cinderella, in my opinion. They have gone on this deep run, and now they're going to be looking to make history themselves also. So they got the hands full a little bit, but K-State can play like they can play defensively. They have an opportunity to make something big happen, and a lot of anticipation right here in the state. But not only is here, but all the alumni around the world in the U.S. repping K-State today. Man, this is going to be big, big, big. They can pull this off later on this afternoon. So K-State, Loyola Chicago kicks off the Elite Eight, and then Florida State. So another 9 seed like K-State will have a chance here to knock off another higher seed in Michigan in a nightcap. So looking for some good basketball, and KU plays Duke. That's going to be a hell of a game. And then Villanova, the most of the country's pick to win a championship, got to go through Texas Tech, who has their own agenda here. Texas Tech has looked really good in the tournament. So looking for some good basketball this weekend. And man, K-State up first. They're going to be looking to break the barrier here later on this afternoon. EG3 show, Eddie Greer III here on the preview show. Thank you for tuning in. And of course, before we sign off for the weekend, EG3 show, facebook.com/EG3 show for the latest news stories. And keep your eyes out on that here throughout the weekend, and we'll have our eyes on the weather in Virginia and on social media, Audio Boom, Spotify, and we're going to continue to get something worked out on the Google Play side. And of course, make sure you subscribe if you're listening to the show or you're new to the show. Subscribe to us on iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us a comment about the show. Or have any questions for the EG3 show, you can leave them on Facebook and on iTunes. So, and then maybe one of these episodes here down the line somewhere, you will get a response in the next episode of the podcast. So the next time I'll be talking to you guys will be, of course, on sometime on Monday night. EG3 show reaction podcast throughout the weekend, what went down. And of course, I'll have my little reaction on the Elite Eight, and of course K-State as they do battle here in Elite Eight in their game here later on this afternoon. So much going on, so much excitement happening in sports. In what will happen this weekend at Martinsville? Will we see a reacquaintance of Elliott and Hamlin? Almost everyone wants to see that happen. or we see what we've been seeing the last few years here, Brad Keselowski or Kyle Busch step up to the plate, hit one out of the park, or we'll see somebody else win the race. And got a few contenders. I mentioned them throughout the preview podcast episode today. Some good contenders have opportunities to knock them off the short track porch at Martinsville. So, and again, qualifying for the trucks is coming up here very shortly. And then their race this afternoon. And then tomorrow, STP 500. Don't forget that coverage on FS1 and MRN. EG3 show closing the garage. That's going to wrap it for this edition of the EG3 show here this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the EG3 show. My name is Eddie Greer III for the EG3 show. And again, I'll be talking to you guys post Martinsville for everything Martinsville, for what happened in this race. And of course, basketball. Who's going to make it to the Final Four here this weekend? Eddie Greer III saying thanks again, and I'll talk to you next time on the EG3 show. For right now, though, you know what it is, and before I forget, the EG3 show, listen to it on our podcast, on the stations of Audio Boom, iTunes, and Spotify for the latest. And of course, our motto is join the movement. Join our train on the EG3 show. Join the movement. EG3 show. Have a good weekend, everybody. I'll talk to you sometime Monday night. For right now, the garage is closed. EG3, we rolling out.